Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Rizwan Nadeem. My e-poster is on caregiver perception on association between oral health and dementia, a focus group study. My supervisors who helped me are Dr. Martin Bretridge, Dr. James Tang, and Professor Roland Chen. In the United Kingdom, estimates show that there are around 850,000 people live with dementia and 700 friends and family are caring for a person with dementia. Professional carers and family members play a vital role in supporting with dementia in the oral care. People with dementia in the oral care. Recent evidence reported in literature has been shown that the poor health, especially peritoneal disease, that is a modifying risk factor for dementia, that infection causes systematic infection from the and then it causes dementia. Similarly, dementia could lead to poor oral health. The objective of studies to explore the perception and experience of family caregivers and professional caregivers on the association between oral health and dementia when caring for people with dementia. The methods, qualitative focus group study, elderly caregiver of people with dementia above the age of 18. Sampling design was purpose sampling, recruitment. We sent an invitation letter and information sheet explaining the purpose of the study through email or by hand to the community leaders, for example, the church and mosque. Voluntary organizations or care home managers, which helped us to recruit the participants and arrange for the focus group study. Each focus group lasted for approximately about 70 minutes. The focus group was audio recorded from during the focus group, and throughout the session, brief notes were taken. Data collection, the three group was for five participants in each group. Used the focus group topic guide and short questionnaire. Data analysis, audio recording were later verbatim transcribed, which were entered into MVVO software. Data was analyzed using thematic analysis, as is outlined by Brown and Clark 2006. Ethical permission was taken from the University of Wolverhampton. Informed consent sign was signed every time before the start of the focus group from each participant. Out of the 16 participants, 10 were professional caregivers, while 6 were family carers. There were 5 males and 11 females. The key three themes which we found in our study: relation, care, and external factors. The relation talked about what we talked about in the introduction, the perception of the carers regarding poor health influence on dementia risk or dementia influence on oral health. The care theme talks about the barriers and support and the comparison between professional and family carers. External factors talk about the different factors or common factors between oral health and dementia, socio-cultural factors, lifestyle factors, and other multiple factors. There are some course here, which you can see, which explains what they're about. In the discussion, we are talking about briefly about the themes. The perceived view of the carers on the dementia influence on oral health was in line with the previous finding, but it was not clear whether poor oral health influences dementia, which has been mentioned in recent literature. So dementia care barriers are linked to like behavioral issues, like the people with dementia were aggressive or uncooperative. Dental care, like visiting to a dentist or dental services, memory and cognition loss, physical impairment, cannot brush their teeth properly because of mobility loss, personal choice, they didn't want to do it, or neglecting oral care, like they it was believed that not as much care is given as compared to general care health. Some of the common risk factors of oral dementia and oral health in the study were culture, socioeconomic factors, and education were like inversely proportional to dementia and oral health. Diet, genetics, exercise were also related to the present, were consistent with the related to the present literature. Future direction to add perception of people with dementia, which will further yield accurate results. The scope to develop the study further using a quantitative survey, or using a prospective cohort study to find the causal relation. The conclusion, the caregiver perception regarding the people with dementia living in institutions or homes have a poor oral health was clear. Poor oral health can be a modified risk factor for dementia, but carers was uncertain about it. The overall perception we got that the people, the carers of the people with dementia, in their view, that dementia influences oral health, but the oral health or poor oral health having an effect on dementia, they were unsure, or they were unsure. And they've talked about, in this we talked about the different barriers, support, and the comparison between family and professional carriers. And the external factors about different common factors between autism and dementia. So thank you all for listening, and have a good day.